Hello and welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, reporting for Financial Services Online, where we keep our finger on the pulse of the Australian insurance industry. Let's dive into this week's top stories. Our first insurance adventure takes us to a concerning trend emerging nationwide. According to a recent report by the Insurance Council of Australia, car theft claims costs have seen a dramatic increase across the region, nearly doubling from 2015's sum of $218 million, Australian insurers faced claim costs that skyrocketed to a whopping $428 million last year. This worrying rise was highlighted by Insurance Statistics Australia and has sent shockwaves through the insurance industry and consumers alike. Shedding light on geographical trends, the report shows Queensland and Victoria bearing the brunt, with costs rising to $113 million and $140 million respectively. In contrast, Western Australia and New South Wales, fortunately, reported reduced claim numbers. As the total vehicle policies increased by 26% to 12.1 million, industry insiders like Deputy CEO Kylie McFarlane point toward rising vehicle values and repair costs as the key culprits pushing premiums skyward. Switching gears, we take a look at a recent dispute where the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with insurer QBE in a skirmish involving an uninsured driver. The uninsured motorist, who was involved in a collision with a QBE-insured vehicle, found his claim for compensation denied in light of a failure to maintain a safe distance. Despite this, the Financial Complaints Authority did instruct QBE to cough up $500, for initially creating confusion about financial obligations resulting from the accident. Finally, we turn our attention towards the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby's call to insurers to establish an annual $250 million fund. Aimed at disaster risk mitigation and insurance accessibility enhancement, this fund seeks to spread costs across members of the Insurance Council of Australia. This challenge, issued by ACL Chair Tyrone Shandeman, could provide relief to policyholders in high-risk areas and support the pursuit of long-term insurance strategies. Shandeman believes such initiatives are vital for restoring public trust in an industry known for high profit margins. That concludes today's exploration of Australia's insurance landscape. Please join me, Paige Estratori, same time next week for another edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap, presented by Financial Services Online. Until then, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for your personal and business insurance needs. Thanks for tuning in, and stay insured, Australia.